Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. You know, technically, I'm not even really supposed to be here right now. Okay. Might as well make the most of it.
Yeah! Feels good! Woo. Yes, I'm lucky. Some of us don't get a second chance. But I ain't blowing this one. Nah, man. Did I feel like I could do anything now? Who can catch lightning in the bottle? Set fire to water coming out the nozzle on the fire hose.
Cinderella man,
smashing hourglass, grab the sand, take his hands and cup 'em, spin around to freeze the clock, take the hands of time and cup 'em.
Cinderella man.
Paul, trying to test me here. I have never heard this song in my life.
But you can only assume,
but you know who it is, that it is Eminem's Cinderella Man, based on what I just heard. But other than that, I've never heard this song in my life. I am culturally unaware in many cases, but I do recognize Eminem's voice. So at the very least, I've got that going for me this morning.
The song's actually getting me too fired up because I'm really in a bad mood.
This song hypes me up so much, and we needed a pick-me-up.
Yeah, we did. We just played this in the locker room today in Pittsburgh. God, ugly. Yeah. Ugly, ugly.
Cinderella Man. He had an album come out that was just terrible. I think it was Relapse.
Yeah.
And then this album came out after that, where he made fun of himself. He's like, I know that album was just garbage.
Everybody has bad bits. We've had a few bad bits in our day, you know?
Yeah.
One or two bad shows in our life.
Yeah, we've given...
They're not all perfect.
Given platforms to people that probably didn't deserve it, you know, certain times.
Yeah.
It happens. Happens to the best of them. Happens to Eminem. So,
sometimes you confuse bass coaches one with the other. It happens.
And sometimes you say that you had somebody had a heart attack and they didn't.
Yep. Sometimes you go to the Super Bowl and start every interview with, what are you pitching to us today? Tell us about your new flaxseed meal that we can buy online.
Former quarterback Jeff Garcia is here for hemp water. Never mind your thoughts on the game. Tell us about hemp water.
Now tell us a little more about hemp water, Jeff.
You guys want my picks, or you just want to talk about hemp water?
You guys are hysterical. At least I didn't say, hey, Jeff, I'm glad to see that you've recovered from your heart attack. Oh, no, I didn't have a heart attack. Oh, are you sure that you didn't have a heart attack? Because I thought that you had a heart attack.
Good heart health is important for everyone, Woods.
It very much is, but is that offensive if you say, hey, I remember you from last year. You had a heart attack. No, I didn't. I never did. That was somebody else entirely.
Well, I would think that would be great news. Wouldn't you love to be able to say, no, I didn't have a heart attack? As opposed to going, hey, heard you didn't have a heart attack, and then you have to go, actually, I did.
I don't think you can, like, when you have a guy on, maybe that should be the new thing. Hey, congratulations on not having a heart attack last year.
Sorry, I actually did.
Because so many did. Oh, you did? Damn it. So got him confused again. And again, I can see why one would mix up Wayne Kirby and Bobby Dickerson. For the obvious reasons, right? Both base coaches.
Base coaches.
Yeah, just you just mixed the the base is up. That's okay. That's it happens. It happens to the best of us.
That's all. All right. Riley tweets in, says, I was a little upset listening to your talk on the Padres recently, but after listening to Cinderella Man, I'm fired up to start my day. Good choice then, Paul.
All right, I mean, you guys decide. You want
a successful choice.
Do you want us to be positive? Because I feel like if we're positive after the two turds from the last two nights, I think people will be more mad at us. Call, hey, man, you guys are homers. You never ask the tough questions. You know, it's all the garbage that always happens after a little skid. So, I it's hard for me to hide who I really am and how I really feel. I'm not happy about it. I hate it. I'm mad. I'm angry. There were some really bonehead mistakes, and, you know, team's got to figure it out. They got to figure out how to hit a ball with a runner in scoring position. Got to figure out how to hit a sacrifice fly. I mean, it's not sexy. It's the most boring thing in baseball, but, God, it gets the job done sometimes. And they've been terrible at situational hitting. Been actually fine, Ben, hitting the ball. They've been hitting the ball. Okay.
They're third in hits in the National yep. League. They're second in walks.
They're fifth home runs.
They're getting on base. They're in total bases. They're second in the National League. I mean, they're hitting. They're walking. They're hitting for power. Somehow, it's not necessarily translating into runs right now.
The striking out is a big thing.
They are third to last in striking out. Yep. They've struck out the third fewest in the National League this year. They've got the third most stolen bases in the National League.
You've got them at 85 strikeouts they have so far.
I've got them at 90 strikeouts, which is behind 12 other teams in the National League.
Okay, Dodgers struck out 99. Right in the middle.
Yeah, 122 Milwaukee Brewers and the Cubs have struck out the most.
National League.
In the National League, right near the bottom. I was going through the National League.
I had Major League.
I mean, OPS is the combination of everything. On base and slugging. That's what you're looking for, right?
Yep.
Out of an offense. Dodgers first in the National League, 873 team OPS. Cincinnati Reds, who've been offensively on fire, second, 815. San Diego Padres, third, 744.
Averaging, by the way, leaving eight runners on base per game. That is third worst in all of baseball. So that's got to change. They've got to figure it out. They are also dead last in all of the game into double plays, averaging 1.31 per game.
Which is something that is a little bit of a luck factor.
Yep.
Are your hard ground balls going right at people, or are they finding holes? Sometimes you hit into double plays. Now, third in offense is okay, but if you're last in pitching, you're not going to be a very good team. Padres have the lowest ERA in the National League. The Padres have the lowest WHIP in the National League.
So last year we had Slam Diego. This year we have Strand Diego.
They have struck out the most batters in the National League. I mean, statistically,
they should be gangbusters.
This team should be, 13-0 right now when you look at the stats, or 12-1 at the very least.
I know.
It's just not translating into the wins the last few days the way that you would expect.
It's very golfish, Ben. It's very golfish. You go out and you have what you feel like is a really good round. You're hitting the ball well. You're putting okay. And then you look at your score and you have a 93. And you're like, I did not play golf like a guy that shot 93 today. And it happens to me all the time.
You know, golf is a great analogy because you do have those rounds. But if you consistently hit the ball fairly straight, put the ball in the green, roll some putts up close, you'll have days where they go in and you have a great round. You don't have other days where, that ball that I hit that looked perfect just ended up a little bit short and you're in the bunker and you made a double bogey. Other days it turns into a birdie and you win. Baseball's kind of the same way. If you consistently get on base, drive the ball with authority.
It will come, right?
Throw strikes, strike out other batters. You're going to win a lot of games, but you're not going to win every game because that's not how baseball works.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I do think that's a good kind of calming idea that, hey, they're getting on base. The luck will change. We have not gotten many breaks. We just have not gotten many breaks at all. Anytime we've made an error, it's come in a big situation. It feels like when other teams kick one around, we're not able to capitalize. They walk 13 guys. We can't push anybody across. Look, if we keep getting on base, the wins will come.
Now, that doesn't mean that Jace Tingler can just say, hey, we don't need to do anything about it.
Oh, no, absolutely.
You know, there are teams that never get going with runners in scoring position. You do need to, maybe make some adjustments, make some lineup tweaks, to try to maximize your guys who are hot. And that's the job of the manager. And hopefully that's what the Padres are working on right now. But again, statistically, the numbers are telling me that this is still a very good Padres team. Through 2 weeks of the season, we are sitting here. The record isn't what you want it to be, but it's not horrible. You're not the Braves at 4-8.
You're not the Cubs.
You're 8-5. You're not the Cubs.
I mean, Cubs are bad. Like they're not winning, and they have really crappy hitters. They're not hitting either. And we've got guys that are hitting. It's just not coming at the right time, so to speak. So, all right, I've calmed down a little bit. The defense is murdering me, Ben. It's murdering me. I'm dying. This was supposed to be a different brand of baseball here. The defense should be paramount. We have to have it because our pitching is fantastic and stays pretty fantastic. So a couple of little outliers here and there. But this pitching is good enough to make a deep playoff run. It just is. The bullpen, good enough to make a deep playoff run. You got to clean up the defense today.
Right, you've heard what we've had to say. Let's hear what you have to say. Your phone calls are coming up next. I've been teasing it, I promise. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods on a Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.